This is VOA News. At the vote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 229 to 202, largely along party lines, to find former advisor for U.S. President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, in criminal contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Nine Republicans voted with all 220 Democrats to pass the resolution. Bannon is in the spotlight over the role he may have had in organizing the insurrection and any efforts he may have pursued to coordinate with President Trump and the White House. Investigators see the 67-year-old's testimony as pivotal to a clear understanding of Trump's actions before and during the deadly assault on a joint session of Congress to certify Joe Biden's election victory. Bannon was supposed to appear before the cross-party Congressional Select Committee last week, but said Trump's lawyers had instructed him not to show up on grounds of executive privilege, which allows presidents to keep certain communications with aides confidential. Influential government advisors are deciding Thursday how best to expand the nation's COVID-19 booster campaign, including whether and when it's okay to mix and match brands for the extra dose. The advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are slated to discuss who should get extra doses of the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines and the bigger question of getting a different brand for the booster than people's original vaccination. The Food and Drug Administration authorized both steps on Wednesday as part of a federal push to broaden booster access for the U.S. public. The CDC is guided, however, by its own advisory panel and makes the final decision. From Washington, this is VOA News. European Union leaders met Thursday to discuss ways to safeguard energy supplies as prices soar, as well as to pressure a defiant Polish prime minister to fall back into line on EU law. The energy debate at the EU leaders' summit comes amid spiraling prices that are pummeling households and businesses still reeling from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The talks also come just 10 days ahead of the opening of a UN climate summit that's widely seen as the last chance to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The leaders are also pushing Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki to recognize that EU law trumps national decision-making. They're hoping that dialogue will stave off a fundamental crisis in the bloc. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to create a new social media app after Twitter and Facebook barred him from their platforms this year won an endorsement from investors on Thursday. They sent shares soaring in a shell company backing the effort. Trump Media and Technology Group and Digital World Acquisition Corp. said Wednesday they would merge to create a new social media app called Truth Social. Trump's company said it plans a beta launch next month and a full rollout in the first quarter of 2022. With winter closing in across much of Afghanistan, American veterans organizations and other private groups are pressing the U.S. State Department for funding to continue evacuating thousands of vulnerable Afghans who didn't make it out of the country during the massive U.S. airlift in August. The call for government funding for the increasingly expensive humanitarian operation came during recent meetings between the private organizers and State Department officials. While the State Department, which is leading the Afghan relocation effort, hasn't said whether it would fund charter flights organized by the groups, organizers say such assistance could help accelerate what has been a sluggish endeavor so far. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that depriving permanent members of the United Nations Security Council of their veto rights would destroy the world body. Russia is one of five permanent veto powers at the UN who have, for years, faced pressure to reform the organization to take account of changes in world demographics and economics since it was formed after World War II. And the United States is at a turning point in deciding how to handle the crisis in military-ruled Myanmar. That's according to a senior U.S. official Thursday, while weighing further political and economic steps to pressure the government to change its behavior. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.